And I was going to look at the book of Romans, but before we do that, let's just look at the book of 1 John, because I want to show you exactly what the intention of God is in our hearts and in our lives. He does intend for us to be victorious in everything in our life. He expects us to be walking in His victory. In 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Here's how that reads in the Amplified Bible. It says, "For whatever is born of God," guess what? That's you. You and I, we are born of God because, you know, it says that we were made a new creation. Well, that's what happened. We were born in Jesus Christ. We were born into that new life, that new birth. That's when all of a sudden we were dead, but we were made alive again. Our spirits were made alive. As Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit dwell within us. We are now the temples of the Holy Spirit. We were made new creatures. You were made a new creature. You may say, "I didn't feel any different." You may say, "I don't feel like I'm victorious today." It doesn't matter. You are. It doesn't matter how you feel. That's just the truth. I can latch on to either what the world is telling me, I can latch on to what the circumstances are telling me, or I can latch on to what the Word of God itself says. I'm an overcomer in Him. So, for whoever is born of God, that's you, is victorious. Close the book. You can wrap it up right there. Take that. That's your word. That is word for you today. You are victorious. If you're in Jesus Christ, if you know Him as your Lord and Savior, you are victorious. But Todd, I don't feel victorious. And if you're walking in my life, if you look and see what I see, you're not going to say that I'm victorious. I have been overwhelmed. I've been overcome. I'm in financial problems. I have health problems. You know, I have these marital problems. There's no victory in my life. I would say two things to that. Number one, you're looking back at yesterday. You're even looking back at 5 minutes ago. And then you're looking forward with an expectation of that which has happened in the past to continue into the future. This is the amazing thing to me. We spend so much time, we can't live in the past, and we can't live in the only place that we can live is right now. I mean, we can remember the past, but I can't go back to the past. I can't go back and redo it. I can't go back and revisit it. I can't go back and re-experience it. I can't even go back and look at it. I can remember it, but I can't go backwards. I can't live in yet. I mean, there's no way. I can only live in today. I only live in this moment. I mean, we're bound by time. Time keeps moving forward, but we can only live in the right here, the right now. I can look ahead and I can expect, I can, you know, anticipate what's going to happen. I can maybe figure out what might happen or analyze and figure out this is probably going to happen, or I can plan on things to happen, but I can't move forward and live that life. I can look ahead and foresee it, but I can't live there. I can only live in this right now, this experience. In this moment that you're experiencing right now, as you're listening to this broadcast, this is your reality right now. You can't go backwards and you can't go forward. You are right now. And what we tend to do is we remember the struggles. We remember the difficulties. We focus on, unfortunately, we focus on the problems, the difficulties, the struggles, the hurts, the pains. We go back and we remember those things from the past, even if that past was even yesterday. And we remember those things, and it changes our hearts, our minds, our outlooks for the right now, for today. The reality of life is Jesus Christ, His Word, He is the Word, His Word is truth. And this is what it says right here. "For whatever is born of God is victorious." It's that simple. You are victorious in Jesus Christ. Now, maybe yesterday, maybe even 20 minutes ago, you didn't see that victory. But if you just continue to dwell in what happened 5 minutes ago, this is the great thing about God. He can turn things around in a moment. But if I dwell on, if I get a phone call and I get some piece of bad news, if it just appears that things are not working out or looking correct, Or if I get a phone call that says, hey, you know, this is going to happen later on today. You know, if I just look at what they say is going to happen, or if I just look at what they tell me and they say, this just happened, they just foreclosed on your home, your keys are gone, you know, they just repossessed your car, they've taken it away. If I'm told that's what happened, I can dwell there, I can focus on that. But it doesn't allow for the opportunity that God can change things in an instant. He can turn things around. If my view, if my vision, if my eyes are on Him. And there's a lot of times that, you know, I'm not saying every time that there's a problem, it's going to turn around just like that. Sometimes that does happen. Sometimes it's, we see it incrementally. It's done already. See, we live in the natural realm. We live in the natural world. And in the natural world, I can only live in this moment. But in the spiritual realm, there's no such boundaries. You know, we are bound by, I go back to this a lot. You hear me talk about this a lot. In the physical realm, we can only perceive the things of the physical nature. Our senses only perceive what we can see, what we can hear, what we can touch, what we can smell, what we can taste. Those are the only things that we perceive. All of those natural senses will not allow us to perceive the things of the spiritual realm. Yet we know it's there. We can't perceive it, but we know that it's there. This natural realm has certain boundaries. I mean, we have, you know, the Bible makes it clear that there's obviously more dimensions than what we experience here. You know, we live in a three-dimensional world of length, width, and depth. And there's only those three dimensions. Time is also considered to be a dimension. In the spiritual realm, there's limitless. The Bible makes that clear to us. I mean, we don't know how many dimensions, but there's things that we can't perceive. That's the spiritual realm. But in this natural realm, we only can perceive the things that our senses in the natural perceive. So we are bound by this which we live in here in this natural realm, and that includes time. There's no limitations on time in the spiritual realm. God sees things from start to finish. I mean, He sees it and experiences it from start to finish. Hard for us to conceptualize because that's not the reality that we live in or that we've ever experienced, but that's the truth. I mean, that's just the way that it is. We're bound by time and only being able to live in the right now. So I can get frustrated and I can look and say that, well, things aren't working. And it's great when God turns things around in an instant. But you know what? God can turn something around in an instant. It may not appear that way, though. It's true. It's done. It's already finished. It may not appear that way. We may have to just take steps and keep moving and moving, and we'll see incrementally, we'll see it unfold, and we'll see it come to pass. Sometimes it is right now. If you've ever seen somebody that has just been healed instantly, that's just right now. That's awe-inspiring. It's amazing. But because we're limited by time, sometimes we don't see it right now, but it's already done. And that's what this verse is talking about when it says, for whatever is born of God is victorious. It's end of the statement. Well, I mean, the statement goes on, but you can just take that statement and you can live off that. Whatever is born of God, that's you, is victorious. There you go. It's the word of God. It's what He said. It's what He promised. It is the truth and it's the reality. It may not appear to be the reality in your natural reality, but it is the reality. Whatever is born of God is victorious. Guess what? You are born of God. You are victorious. And if you say that I haven't experienced that victory, it's probably because you've dwelled upon or you've thought about the setback or you've thought about the problem or the difficulty or the trial or the struggle or the persecution, which God tells us those things in this natural world will happen. And if I only dwell on that, I lose sight of the victory. If I believe that the bad things that are happening are going to be the final chapter, that's the way it's going to be, then I'm the one that gives up on the victory. I'm the one that releases the promise. I'm the one that didn't grab hold of and be steadfast. Instead, what we should do is say, I am victorious. That's what the word says. I'm victorious. If what I'm seeing right now does not line up with victory, if it doesn't line up with being victorious, I reject that. This is not the end. This is not the final. I'm not saying it's not true, it's not happening. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying it's not the final reality. It's not the end of the story. There's more chapters to come because I would recognize victory, and this isn't victorious. Right now, I'm not walking in victory, but I know that I'm victorious. So this is not the end. And so I'm going to look forward with anticipation for the promises, for the good things that God has for me. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. Boy, that just gives me another whole element of depth to that promise. All right, first of all, I know whatever is born of God, that's me and you, if we're believers, all right, we got that settled, is victorious. Okay? If I'm born of God, I'm victorious. If it doesn't appear that way in my natural life, in the things that I'm experiencing right now, it just means that the story's not done yet. This chapter of my life has not been complete. I'm going to keep on turning the pages. I'm going to keep moving forward because I am victorious. I just haven't seen the fulfillment of that. I haven't seen it yet. The natural world has not yet caught up with what is the reality and the truth and the finality of the spiritual realm. So whatever is born of God, that's me, that's you, because we're believers, is victorious. Here's the next element, over the world. Again, this just emphasizes everything we're talking about. Everything that is born of God, you as one that's born of God, are victorious over everything that is in the world. So, if what I'm experiencing with my natural senses, if what I'm experiencing in the natural realm, that which I can see, I can taste, I can feel, that which my mind understands and acknowledges, that which I perceive taking place in my life right now, if it's not victorious, it will be if I hold on to that truth. Because right here's my promise that says, whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And so if the world, this natural world, this natural realm, if the natural is telling us something different than the promises of God, I just reject it. That doesn't mean I disbelieve it. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not denying the reality of it. I'm just saying I will not receive that as the end. This is not the end of the matter. This is not the end of this situation or this circumstance. This is not the end because I'm not victorious. Listen, if you would go to court and they would do a judgment against you and was unjust and unfair, he hammers the gavel, the judge hammers the gavel and says, boom, case decided. You know, we would say, well, that's over. If it was an unjust decision, well, that's over. Wow, that didn't work out. I'm not victorious there. For the most part, what we do in life when those things happen is, well, that's the way. Hey, the gavel came down. Court is adjourned. It's been decided. I guess I just have to accept this and move on. That's the way we handle life. Instead, that gavel comes down. If that gavel comes down and says, case decided, and it's not just, you're not victorious, you're not walking in victory through Jesus Christ, then it's not over. And you just say, listen, I don't know how it's going to turn around, but I know this. This matter is not yet done. This chapter has not yet been closed. I know that. Because I can look, and this is not a victorious situation. Jesus is not glorified in this. And if Jesus is not glorified in this, then you know what? This is not done yet. If I'm not walking in victory, this chapter is not yet closed. So I'm going to keep on moving forward in faith. I'm going to keep on moving forward with my eyes on you. And I'm not going to get stuck right here in what has happened. Now understand, because this is critical, that doesn't mean that we deny what's happened is reality. That doesn't mean that we lie to ourselves and deceive ourselves. Not at all. I acknowledge that if that gavel came down, this is the ruling. This is the way that it is. And this is the reality. But what I'm saying is, this is the reality for now. But since it's not victory, and I'm born of God, that means I'm victorious over the things of the world. If this is not victory, then I know this is not the end. Most of us decide when that gavel comes down, case is decided, we accept it, and we move on. Don't accept it and don't move on. Don't accept it and just move on. If it's not victory, if it's not glorifying Jesus Christ, if it's not living up to the promises of Jesus Christ in my life, I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to say, this is true, this is reality, this is what happened, but clearly this is not victory. I'd recognize it as victory if it was. This is not victory, so this is not the end. This is where I'm at, but this story is not yet finished. And we're going to see it through to the end, because I see to the end, I see the end saying, he that's born of God is victorious over the things of the world. So I see that ending. I don't know how what's going to look like. I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but I'm all in, and I'm with you. I can't see how you're going to do it, But I'm all in. I'm with you. And we're moving forward because this story is not yet done. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. This is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Our faith is saying that I completely rely upon and trust in you. In our life, when symbolically the judge says, case closed, and that gavel comes down, and it looks like we lost, it looks like we were defeated, that's when we have to say, that's when faith says, I trust. I put my trust, my reliance, my hope, my confidence in you, Jesus. I believe. And so I know the story's not done. I know this chapter is not yet closed. And so I'm moving forward in you. And we praise you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we didn't look at Romans chapter 1, but that again was 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. And I think that's where someone today, whatever's born of God, that's you, is victorious over the world.